Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Poetry.
Getting harder and harder.
Poetry After Dark. Happy Friday, everyone. Nice to be back up in the building. We turning it up tonight, just a little bit, adding some spice up in it. I hope you guys are ready. I see the lines is not even playing. So if you got my message on Facebook, I told you guys to go ahead and get in queue because it's going to be a busy night. Yeah, I like that freaky stuff. I dig that too. So we're going to be bringing you guys in. We're going to play some poetry. We're going to get some music going. We're going to get y'all in the mood for some seduction. I'm ready. I hope you guys are. I'm not sure where my girl is tonight. I think she's in the background. I want to give her a few more moments to get on the mic with me. I'm like starting the show without her. Give me a few minutes, guys.
Look at the clock. Time for Poetry After Dark with the Angelic Poetess and China Blue. And you too. Time to unwind your mind and let Poetry After Dark set off that spark in your muse. Dapping China, spreading nothing but poetic fire all throughout the matrix to get you caught up in the poetic vortex. It ain't hard to get to. You know the digits to call. Whether you want a street, hardcore, erotic, or even consciousness, they got it all. You ain't gotta sit in the dark alone on Friday night. All poets get their time to shine on open mic night. Every Friday night at 10 p.m., you know what to do. Tell Dap and China Blue that Diamond J sent you.
All right, guys. Tell your friends, tell your foe, tell a hoe. You know how we go. 347-826-9842 is the number to call. Get in the queue. I'm going to pull the first call in. We're going to keep this thing rolling. 707. You are in the building with that.
Hey, Ma.
Hey.
Miss Lily, how you doing?
Hey, Lily, I'm good.
Good to hear. Can you pull in 202-739?
Uh-oh, I sure can. 202, you in the building.
Yo, yo, what up, Dave? It's Larry.
Hey, baby, long time.
Yep, yep. Yeah, man. Next episode. How you been?
I've been well. I've been hearing you've been doing big things. I've been watching from the background.
Yeah, no, you probably ain't even got my song yet, have you?
Probably not. If you ain't sent it to me, why haven't you?
I did. I sent it through Facebook.
Uh-oh. If you're talking about what you posted on my page.
Posted on your page and I inboxed you.
I got you.
And it's a free download.
Oh, we can't complain about that now. But I don't mind paying.
Ain't no big thing, man. I'm gonna get it to you. What's up? But we got something special. We've done this before. We got a collab, and hope you like it. You ready, Lily?
I'm ready.
All right. Good. Just in case I don't make it home tonight. Can I make love to you for the last time, baby? Let's make each moment like the last. Baby, you don't have to ask, so just in case. Just in case.
Just in case you don't make it
just
home tonight, we'll make love like it's our last time. But, baby, I could imagine my lifetime without you here by my side. See, me and you are joined at the end. We sit together like hands and buds. My love for you runs so deep that my heart beats the syllables of your name. And if I can't end game, I want you to caress my courageous flame and ignite passionate flames that are uncontainable. Because life without you would be unmanageable.
Just in case I don't make it home tonight, can I make love to you for the last time, baby? Let's make each moment like the last. Baby, you don't have to ask, so just in case. Just in case.
I take your shirt and inhale the scent of your cologne. Moans are exhaled as my thoughts are derailed. I can't stand me without you. I can never imagine. You're like melanin that created my skin tone. Your home is where my heart is. I make love to you like my life depends on it. Connected to each other like jumper cables. We're able to spark life back into the dead. We feed our bodies like braille. From our head to our legs, our jump out of our hearts with every bump, grind, and thrust. You're a must-have like the air that I breathe. Life without you, I just couldn't.
Just in case I don't make it home tonight, can I make love to you for the last time, baby? Let's make this moment like the last. Baby, you don't have to ask, so just in case. Just in case.
Just in case of an emergency, I urgently bring a glass, so the time that we do have will always last. Because what we have surpasses all of the love stories today. But just in case you don't make it home tonight, I'll make love to you with all of my might.
Just in case I don't make it home tonight, can I make love to you for the last time, Lily?
Yes, Larry.
Let's make each moment like the last. Baby, you don't have to ask, so just in case. Just in case.
I'll be waiting for you, baby. Come on, honey.
Baby, just in case, I said just in case. In peace.
Damn. Now that's how you set the bar right there. Yeah, that was a beautiful collab.
Thank you.
Tell people how they can find you. I don't care who go first, because I got to get myself together over here.
You go first. Ladies first, Lily. And tell them about your book.
And Tamed Pen will be out the first week of December through Inner Child Press, and the graphics was by our own lovely China Blue.
And they can find Larie on Facebook, Larie Edwards, L-A-R-I-E. Join the Larie Edwards fan page, L-A-R-I-E. Edwards, you can download any of my music. www.larie.bandcamp.com, and also go to reverbnation.com/larie, download Falling for Free, and the mixtape we'll be doing the new year is going to be called DJF, my man DJF out in B-more. DJF presents Chronicles of Love and Pain by Larie, the mixtape edition, volume 1, January 1st, it's out.
All right. Thank you both for coming on. We appreciate you. Much love to both of you guys. And don't
thank
be ashamed.
You.
All right.
Yep, yep.
All right, y'all. Up in the building. So, yeah, let's get out there. Let's get this going. Get your wine, whatever, you know, whatever y'all need to get y'all right in that mood. We're going to keep going with the mic. We're going to take a small break. Next up I have is 302. Get ready. We'll be right back.
See, I've been watching you for a while, your smile and stuff. I don't know if I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby? Baby, there is only one for me. You have made that apart.
Let you know you make me so.
drop your mind and just rest. I'm about to let you know you make me so, 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 so slow, so slow. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so. You make me so, 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 so.
The original Poetry After Dark, Scribes of Seduction. Are you ready? I'm ready. Hopefully China Blue will just gracefully appear in a moment. She coming. 302, you next up on the mic. You in the building. What's up, love?
What's going on? Good evening. Should I say a good, beautiful night with that last piece? You know, this is the truth with Brother Jules. You know, this is my first time tuning in.
Oh, welcome.
I got the invite. So, yeah, that was, you know, shout out to Levy and whoever the brother was, but they did the thing on that one.
Yeah, they did that thing.
Yeah. Then you played my jam right afterwards, so, you know.
All right, so we're getting you there.
Yeah. You know, I got a little light, a little something. It's called, it's called I Wanna Fuck You. I hope, you know what I mean? Y'all enjoy.
Oh, yeah. I like already. Okay.
I had that freak of the beast in my bloodstream before I was a teen. Before stealing my father's porn videos from their gym bag under the linen on the top shelf in the closet. I guess he thought if I ever went searching for treasures, there's no way I could reach that shit. My baby steps towards being clever. Towards being a gentleman with such aggression towards beautiful women. Seeking the sights of the essence of a female stretched out naked. But I grew up a screw up, and just like most young boys in the ghetto, I was a curious George that found ways to stay in the mix. So ladies, welcome to my semi-introduction of how I found ways around that pink creature you ladies call your clitoris. Before I learned how to bite it in a proper fashion, make it swell up a tad bit and bite me back, as I decide to lick the surface around in the pussy hole, slightly blow it, kissing asshole and all. Then slide my lips in position with coordination of such a beautiful feeling. Sharing that touching moment from me to you. Before I enjoy masturbation to those whack-ass Playboy magazines and my unknown wet dreams, that I wondered if the day would ever come as I come all over the woman I hope came true. Swear to the skies I hopscotch past puberty because I don't remember that shit neither. Like a heathen on the prowl, when it's a certain woman I desire or need that intimate high, I want her all to myself like a caged in wrestling match. I want her beauty to come out alive by me pulling it out of her. As she gives me that look of surprise because she's doing things to me she never thought she would do to me. But I knew what I would do to her, and I knew how it would make her feel. Leaving the only possible equal satisfactory option of her begging to do certain things back to me. If I get the chance, I'm most consistently shooting headshots at my mission. Before Cool Modi said they came out at night, I was out at the break of dawn. Because I became an embryo, I was destined to swim in it. And sometimes I don't mind the size of the ocean, because sometimes it's worth a try to dig deep in my gut and see if she can feel the difference in my motion. You may hear me speak a word I created based upon two words already in existence. Love fuck. Yes, I said it, I make love fuck. Because I love the fuck, but there's no heated fucking without knowing how to make love. Because a woman's hormones desires that a man knows many vertical leaps of intimate affection. From her soft spot to her G-spot, I latch on with my index while I continue to still push my man's in and out. And some days I get so caught up in the moment, and I don't know if I found it or not, but it doesn't matter because I'm still able to keep that pussy juicy and hot. And you know it's some good loving when you can tell her, baby, don't stop, fade away. A tear falls, drops from her face, yet she opened her legs as wide as she can. She wants every 16th of my penetrate. Talking shit means flood her gateway and watch her body do an electric shake. Because some days she will just want me to fuck the shit out of her. Bending her pussy further than an acrobat in recovery after Olympic competitions. And I must keep my weight up because when her inner strength kicks in, I can't let her pin me down without showing her I gave her the opportunity to take control. Because I love a woman who doesn't know just what she wants, but knows also how to take what she wants. Because in the middle of the morning, this dick will wake her up like better than exotic coffee. So that type of woman who doesn't wake up to get a piece in the morning is not the type of woman for me. So she'll know ahead of time, but I've been known to change a few minds. Love fuck. Making love is a passion that may require that I love her or I got love for her. At her request, there's no little boy bullshit. I get all the way in line like a soldier marching off a jet after making it back from Iraq. Because her taste is just that sweet. And beggars can't be choosy, but when I do, her nipples stand at attention. Because my sense of humor turns her on. As if I was Denzel auditioning for the leading role in a comedy movie. And all I ask is, can I please have a little bit of that pussy? Because I'm ready to fuck you. Then we laugh and join with French language prior to making love fuck exquisite party of two. In peace.
Well, damn. I know that's right. I didn't even know you were going to come in that way, but I appreciate that. That was really nice. And tell the people how they can get up with you since you're a first-time coming.
You can just, right now, you can just find me on Facebook. The Truth Is Better, Jewels with a D instead of a T, you know. You can also find me a lot at the Black Poetry Cafe group. You know, I've been down with them for a couple of years, so, you know, that's basically how you can find me right now. You know what I mean?
Appreciate you coming. Anytime. Appreciate you coming through. Don't be a stranger. And there's always love on this side.
Definitely. Appreciate it. I'll be tuning in.
That's what's up, man. All right, people poets. Let's get it in. 347-826. I hear you, China.
Did you like going in there like that? Did you like that? That was smooth. I just slid in view. That was nice.
I said you were going to come in gracefully. How you doing? So, look, he busted his cherry on the mic. We like that. Show him some love. If you a part of the Facebook chat we got going on, definitely post your thoughts about the poetry you're hearing tonight. Give the brothers some feedback, all the poets some feedback, and call in and get on the mic. We're going to take another break, and I come back. We have 351 next. So get your
it's just Friday if I don't have technical difficulties. That's just the way it is.
I know, right? Now, I hope you keep it over there. I don't want none. I'm trying to keep mine.
I don't want it no more either. Let me put it someplace else. Go to break. I'm going to fix it.
Okay. We're going to play a piece. This is Divinity, Damn, How They Explored Lover. We'll be right back.
All right, so this piece that I'm about to do is entitled Damn. And the lyrics, well, the words of the piece are really explicit. So if you have any children or anyone who you do not want to hear this type of language, you might want to move them now or skip to the next joint. I love you. Considerably. I can picture we together making love so intense. Brother, hold on to my breath and caress my clitoris as I release the sexual process of photosynthesis, because you know you are my oxygen. Damn, VZ, you know that when you leave for work, guy, lay in your cum stains just to contemplate your worth, the sweetness of your joy juice is that of pineapple fruit succulent. If it's relevant, I've named all of our future children after you. Could you imagine what would happen if you and me could combine inside of me and let we be humanity? Damn, B, you got me bugging. And our loving is beyond the hugging and kissing. I'm tripping when gripping your manhood in my hands, massaging until you secrete babies from your gland, because damn, you taste like a ripe cantaloupe sprinkled with sugar. Can I be your honeydew melon? I can envision us living in one another for worse or for better, grabbing sheets with my teeth, praying my toes could curl like this forever. And I don't want to be nasty, but I'll make you come so much your balls will get ashy. Grab my ass cheeks and celebrate my femininity. I want to moan your name like ancient Africans did in the Serengeti. And let me grab your back, boo. I try not to scratch. Got me so wrapped up I can't even rap. I be like, mic check, 1, 2. I wonder what he's doing. Wish his tongue could go on a journey, pursuing my groove and doing the type of screwing our neighbors would think is a nuisance and start banging on the door. You won't believe how he threw me to the floor. Made me get on all fours, and when I pushed back into his crotch, he roared, damn, B, I love you, I love you, I lust you, I trust you to pull my hair back and make me sweat until I burn off all my body fat. To hell with milk, got ice, cause damn, I would love nothing more to drop to my knees just to please you orally and feel you pushing and pulling and pulsating in the same place that I perform poetry. Excites me, relax, B, cause I wanna taste you against my lips and upon my hips and drip and drip and drip. Roll me over and ask me what your name is. In my eyes you are famous and I will be your full-time groupie. Truly I have not one complaint. It astounds me how you have the ability to maintain my orgasms with such cataclysmic proportions. Torrential downpours flow from me at a rate that could put KY out of business, because damn, day and night and night and day and sun and moon begin to merge every time you emerge from your polo. Boo, I like you in nothing but socks and Timbos. And those could come off too, cause damn. What I say is damn. I love you.
If I give you some of my
12 play,
do you mind, baby? Do you mind if I give you some of my 12 plays? Okay, here we go.
'Cause tonight I'm gonna fulfill your fantasies, yeah. Boy, lie down on the floor. I cannot wait to come inside. Anything
as broken I feel. Spread your legs apart, feel me, I'm so hard to find. See, I want you from behind. Oh yeah, yeah. Baby, climb on top of me.
Original Poetry After Dark, y'all. We in the building tonight. I hope y'all ready for this one. Next one up to the mic is 251. Grab the seduction, so we looking for something sweet, something nasty, something freaking. 251, you on the deck?
What's good, man? What's good, shot, baby? It's Andrew.
Hey,
okay,
love.
So before we continue on, nasty.
Yes. Why not?
You know what? I wasn't thinking nasty. I was thinking, you know, seduction. Seduction ain't necessarily nasty.
But it can be.
It can be nasty.
I have a disclaimer. I didn't really have time to do a sensual poem, so I was in an erotic slam in my hometown, so it was called the You So Nasty Erotic Slam, so my poem is aptly called You So Nasty.
Oh, my goodness. There it is. I guess I've been corrected. All right. Poetic poet, get it in.
So I'm going to go ahead and get right into it. It's called You So Nasty. She said, Andrew, I know I'm a lady, but tonight, treat me like a slut. So I whispered, and she said, what? I said, I want to get all up in your guts, slap you on your butt, make you call me cashews because you love these salty nuts. Say, I want to take you higher, flip you over and rotate your tires, spit shine your clit like I'm polishing my rims. Now every time I walk by, your clit be saying, that's him. I'm keeping that ass trim, like slim, fast, as I wax that ass, as you deep-throat this dick like you going for a pass. As your mouth slobs and your head bobs, this dick should get a separate pension for taking so many head jobs. Now you got my dick splurging. Now you say you want it in the spot where you are virgin. So I slide it in, you say it hurts a little. As I make that ass jerk a little, as I work the middle of your anal walls. Put it on pause, put it back in your pussy and make you flood your drawers. Damn. Now, you say you won't invite over a friend, so I say the more the merrier. I'ma attack that pussy like a pit bull terrier. The door knocks, jaws locked, pussy's cocked all over my floor. So y'all slide together close so I can give her one pump and two pumps and you three pumps four. They call me James Bond because I fuck with pussy galore. Bam. I got freakiness coming out of my pores. Shit. The shit I do behind closed doors. In peace.
That's what I'm talking about. See, China, that wasn't even that bad. That was really freaky, though.
I mean, like I said, excuse me. I beg my pardon.
I will have a sensual poem for next time, but I didn't have time to write one, so I went with what I already knew. So I'm sorry, child baby.
She said she wanted, look at her.
Wow. Okay, I know where y'all can find me. You can find me on Facebook, Andrew, the recent arrival poet, and all the local poetic venues from Miami to Georgia to Mobile, so it's all good.
Oh, good. Thank you for coming through.
All right.
See, you shouldn't do that. I'm still asking for that piece, and hope you can think about doing it for me. Okay, we're going to keep this thing rolling. The lines are getting packed. So, call in 347-826-9842, and press 1, Q, and we do go in order. All right, 414, you are in the building.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey.
What's going on, sis?
She'll be back.
I heard that. I'm digging it.
I know that's right.
I got an excuse of noise. My nephew is acting crazy. But
girl, I understand. Please believe that I understand.
I appreciate that. But I know I had to come through and show y'all love before I start the show I'm co-hosting tonight. So, yeah, so, you know, I had to still come through and show you guys some love.
We appreciate that you showed some love, respect. That's a good look.
Always. No, I got to come show my love. I got to show love to my sis. And, of course, I got to come show love to Dap as well. You know, y'all both my sisters. Of course. Yeah, you know it. All right.
Wow. Okay, so what you got, Tiki?
I'm going to do a real quick piece. It's going to be called Freaky Sunday.
All right.
All right, here we go. It's Sunday morning, and he's calling out my name, moaning and groaning as he fucks me from behind, pulling my hair, gripping, and he's smacking my ass, he's tingling, making me take every single inch of him. He had me speechless. I mean, no words. I was hypnotized the way he deep-stroked this pussy. I'm reaching, biting pillows, pulling sheets, wet dripping from both our bodies. That I'm so wet. I know you can hear his eyes, my back, giving him access and taking him deeper, passionately screaming out his name. Let me feel pain and pleasure at the same damn time. It was definitely a freaky Sunday. And that's that piece.
Somebody's trying to get an encore in the background.
No, he's messing with my stuff, and my niece is getting him away from me, so he gets mad. He's full. He's only a year old. So
that's right.
Yeah, likes to get into everything.
Right, well, we appreciate you calling in and spitting your tea. Surprised to hear that type of piece from you. Well, that's all right.
Oh, I made them get out the, I'm in the kitchen. I made them go in the living room. That's how I do that one. So, but yeah, definitely. I'm going to listen in for a little while, but for a little while at least. You know, I've been enjoying the show, so, but, you know, that's always. I always enjoy calling in and listening in. So, most definitely had to come show y'all love.
And we appreciate you. Well, thanks again for calling in, and good luck on your show tonight.
All right, thank y'all. All right.
All right, y'all. 347-866-9842. Press 1 to get in queue.
Shout out to Darius out there in North Carolina. Shy, thanks for sharing the show. We appreciate you.
No, that's right. Much love. I'm sorry, I'm doing too many things at one time. We got a lot of things going on. So next up on the mic is 571. I can't wait to see what you're coming with. We're going to be right back and take a small break. This is for you, child. So maybe you can think about that piece that's talking about earlier, right?
Oh, my goodness. No.
Yes.
My sister.
old school. On the original course, you have to dark. Scraps of seduction. How you feeling? 571. You are in the building.
What's up?
Hey.
I'm lucky. How y'all doing tonight?
Feeling real good. How about yourself?
Oh, shit. You know I'm good. So, y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, this piece called The Secret of My Success.
Word.
The last time I had her leg behind her head, I thought of acrobats and contortionists and yoga. I wanted to fuck her into dyslexia, asking me for a downward God that would take her to nirvana, asking me for a downward God that would take her to nirvana, asking me for a downward God that would take her. Fuck me, you blue-eyed devil. Mama likes it deep. Snarling in tongues, she labors her breathing. Fuck me, you blue-eyed devil. Mama likes it deep. Claws dug in back, she adds sexuality to scar tissue. Fuck me. Mid-stroke, I pause. She shakes. As little earthquakes tremble beneath dirty sheets, my skill's apparent. Oh, how she tickles the ivories. I pump my organs some more, the apple of her eye. But I got Georgia on my mind. I slide my tongue inside of her so deep, I tickle her eyeballs from behind. As started from the bottom plays in the distance, eyelids bounce to my boom bap syntax. She needs an intern, and my tongue fits the bill, plunging into her oval orifice as I await whitewater to carry me to New York. Nibbling on neck and planning kisses, she takes me deep again, begs, pleads, screams, demands, oh, give mama your seat, baby. Give mama your seat, baby. Give mama your seat, motherfucker. Ah! I let it go, filling her with life. With love, was in my ear. Let's do it again. Peace.
No, that's right. You say your blue-eyed devil? Oh, man. Okay. Tell the people how they can find you.
I'm Lucky Lowkey on Facebook. You know, I mean, there's only one me, Lucky Lowkey, and I'm with a company called Silent Treatment Entertainment. And if you out in VA or DC, come join us every Tuesday, 9 p.m. We put on a show. We say good stuff. Sometimes I get nasty. It be how it be.
Yeah, got to come up there and visit you.
Most def.
All right, Lev. Thanks for coming through.
Thanks for having me. Peace.
347-826-9842 is the number that I'll get in queue. And you should get in soon. It's going to be a lovely night. Scraps of seduction, y'all. How you feeling? We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have, I believe, 757 is next. Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Thank you. Thank you.
The original Poetry After Dark, Scribes of Seduction, y'all. We've been getting it in tonight. We're going to take it right back to the mic, bringing in 757. You in the building.
Oh, what's up, ladies?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Hey. You doing
good. That's good to hear.
Indeed.
What was that?
I said indeed.
Yes. Well, it's the bedroom bully himself.
Oh, yeah.
The bedroom bully.
Yes. Low keys. What'd it do?
Low keys.
Yes. The crown prince of Cunnilingus.
Yes. Wow. Okay, well, let's keep it going. He already in it. Let's go. Go get it in. You already there.
Oh, really? Okay. You sure you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to give you a little something there. Well, I've been thinking about you all night and all day, so that must mean I got a thing for you. True. And I can still feel the velvety touch of your lips on my cheek, smelling so sweet, looking so good, and giving new life to my wood. I've been thinking about how nice it would be if you let the wetness of your rain shower down all over my tree. Thunder as you hold on tight to the headboard, calling out my name with no shame as I penetrate deeper than your walls with my love sword. And staying on course with my mission, I absolutely and constantly reposition and assert my strength. So you absolutely, completely understand the depths and the entire circumference of my length. And I feel your legs and your arms tightening up, so there's no damn way that I can afford to be lightening up full throttle, because it's time for me to beat the brakes off. And there will be no stopping, because the brakes will absolutely be gone. And You will absolutely be in love with this dictionary of movements I possess. Feel the heart beat in your chest as you feel my wood beat in your stomach until I feel your love essence cascade all over me and under me and on top of me and in front of me, licking and kissing you on the back of your neck, feeling that erection of each of your nipples underneath each of my hands as I pull you back to me and thrust deeper inside you at the same time. This shit stays on my mind. Sometimes I wish you would just sit on my face and just stay there. And I know you would keep coming back for more because you know I don't play fair. In fact, I don't even play at all. I mean, why play? When I know I'm a pro and you know I can go, so I advise you to keep this one thing in mind. It might keep, feel like love, but it ain't love. So you just make sure you leave your heart in the car with your purse and leave your bullshit at the door, and I'll make sure that you leave me with a smile on your face. Can you rock with that? I mean, do you think you can handle a passion like mine? Do you think you can handle me sipping of your essence like my favorite wine that I slowly love to sip after I slowly eat my meal? Do you think that you can handle me licking those wet spots that I've created until it feels like I've laid icicles on your spine? Your thoughts like that continuously run through my mind. Well, I think it's time for you to stop wondering, so I think it's time you just kiss me and find out. No chaser.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, you said we need a heart and a purse. Like, look, that's just a bitch. Thanks, fucking. Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Are you surprised? And then you talk over.
I don't know if I'm surprised, but wow.
Yeah, well, that's usually the reaction that I get is wow, it's really nothing, just laying there, you know, panting and trying to catch the breath. So it's all good. I'm used to that.
Shit, you entice me, okay? Not surprised at all. We appreciate you. And your words.
It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. It's always a pleasure to stop through. I'm hoping that y'all gonna be able to stop through No Chaser Radio tomorrow night.
What time you coming on?
10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Blog Talk Radio. Huh?
How long is the show gonna air?
It's from 10. It's scheduled for an hour, starting at 10. But you know, I might take it to midnight. We'll see how it goes.
I'm going to need you to send me the phone number because I'm going to have to call in when I'm driving because I'll be at work.
Are you going to be calling in from while you're driving?
Driving home.
Okay, that's all good. It's all good. I'm not, you know, let's get it how you live.
You know,
I just
baby,
put it in the room for you. I just put it in the room for you. And I put the link. I'm putting the link to the radio station, too.
Appreciate
it. It's all good. It's all good. I'm glad that y'all let me on the mic. I enjoy myself as usual. And I enjoy, you know, making panties wet and all that kind of stuff. So.
We're going to have to let him go because, see, he's going to start something up in here and I'm going to have to come out of character. I don't want to do that because I'm going to end everything. Yeah.
It's all good. You know, you Skype me later.
Let me stop, please.
Oh.
Okay, y'all, we're going to keep this thing rolling. Check him out tomorrow. No Chaser Radio, y'all. Check him out, definitely. I'm going to call
No Chaser.
My love and support.
For
Ooh,
real.
To say the least. I'm, like, sweating over here. I got to get my thoughts together. I'm all messed up. So I'm going to play if he supports you. 310, you are next. So get your stuff ready, love. We're going to play some poetry. We're going to come right back. What do I have here? Let of masturbation. We'll be right back.
Sexiness starts with you. My outer lives are more my chores, my duties, so allow me to begin. My hands can't keep still there, running on cultivated energy, staying with each stroke that lasts infinity. Touching myself, I feel the intensity. This journey exceeds through this entire country. North, I can't bring forth. South, I'm really not about so. East, not really too clean. And West, I think not. Let me go ahead and profess that nowhere, not even overseas, can permit this. Like in the galaxy, our passion will hinder the form. Rearrange and bring forth storms, cause we engage and transform. Evolved and tantalizing literature that fills us. It's the substance that quenches the thirst. So I'm obliged to put you first. Take hold of your art to slide down on those nouns. Become intertwined, inhaling every line. Smooth, baby. It's growing flawlessly. My grapes are almost ripe. Some may tight, but I'd rather stroke the composition. Jump in the expedition and allow you to finish my premonition. Look at my position. I'm barely finished, we just begun. There's 26 of you and I want to fondle you all. Unable to withdraw because now I'm in too deep. You have the ability to make me your freak. Do what you please. Lubricate my mental, stimulate my body. I just can't get enough of you. I'm drunk off the idea, the prognosis is severe, so you must administer the antidote. Cause in time I will suffocate without long-winded quotes. My fingers to write out my notes, or the letters that I masturbate every night, or the orgasms that I flow on my pad every evening. It's worth believing in. There's no day without my classified, my guide in releasing all that built up stress. So when they ask what's with me, I say everything from A to Z. I love to speak it, I love to seek it, and I love to freak it. Any time of the day, no hours too late, he is my escape. My romantic date, he is my homie lover friend, my seductive fantasy brochure, he allures me. So I will remain constantly in love, constantly fucking poetry, lyrically.
Bye. your body. Whatever it is you want from me, say it. You see, you don't have to say nothing. I know when your body wants something, and it's easy for me to see that your body's calling me.
Keep it as juicy as a ripe strawberry and as smooth as pure honey. Does the right side of your brain feel my creativity? Envision how I put down my abstract so beautifully. And when I devour your left side so meticulously, look like I swallowed your dick scientifically. Just enough pressure, I'ma make you believe that my technique is what great minds long to study. I'm taking over shit. Let me facilitate this piece. Brain so good, make you want to pure surprise me. See, I've mastered the dick, and I'm relentless when I please. Consider yourself blessed if ever granted the opportunity. My goal is to take your senses to an erotic retreat. Our bodies, our minds, our souls lost in ecstasy. This ain't just talk. I dare anyone come test me. Just know I never make promises, only guarantees. When I put it down, I'm taking the trophy. Anything after my head game at most is elementary. There will be the unfortunate who question my validity. Whatever. I pops off. I'll put money on my blowing abilities. In a praying position, steady on my knees. I'ma suck you so wet you think you want a pussy. That's right, baby. Wild out. Pull my hair as hard as you need. My lips around it, head so tight, it's gonna make you freeze. Then slide every inch down my throat as deep as the seas. Hold on, Daddy. I got this. This is just a taste. Please believe.
She is not even playing. Oh, I remember you that first time you called in and spit that. My mouth was just dropped. I was like,
you said that's a whole lot of swallowing, pretty much. All right, then, ladies, I'm going to let you move on. It's good to be on the show tonight. Happy Friday, everybody. Peace.
Happy Friday, boo.
And that is the definition of no chaser. Straight up. What is wrong, love? Am I being extra tonight?
No, I don't think so. This is pretty much normally how you are. This is not extra. This is how you are. This is it right here.
Because I feel like you blessed.
Apparently, I stand corrected from the beginning of the show when I said that, you know, like No Chaser said, the art of seduction leaves something to be imagined, like, you know, a little something to put out there.
Yeah. But it's not the art of seduction.
Like, even it's so good that you still think about it even when it's over, before it starts, in the middle of it, that kind of stuff.
But the thing is this, yes, get something for imagination, but these are just words. So this is kind of leading up to the big thing, you know. So why not put it out there? That's
wow.
Just my opinion. All right, I'm freaky. I admit it. I like that shit. So keep it coming.
That's the ball with freaky.
And Tori, she just shy about it, but I know what really going on. We're going to take it back to the mic on that note, okay? 562, been home for a while. You in the building.
Good evening, ladies. How y'all doing?
Three. Cool. Oh, with you. Okay. Hey.
Is that 562?
Yeah, I have two of
you. How you doing?
Good.
This is Complicated Passions. All right.
Very complicated.
All right, so I've been listening. It's been flowing a little bit, so I'm gonna drop something right now. Y'all ready?
I'm ready. This should be your area right here, so let's see what happens.
All right. If you were candy, you would be dangerous because everybody would want some. So you'll need to hold on. The passion's on fire. My love life high on you. I just can't get enough of that drug of a kiss. I could just imagine the caress I would miss. It called out to me, I want you. I tried to say no. She kissed me again. That moment, I wanted all in. Poetry After Dark had me. I had no choice. She held on for the life of me. Took off my safety belt. What was I to do? She took me for a ride. She said, I got you. I was fantasy on high when she was through. Damn, daydreaming again. You see, I was moved by your desire. Like once the desert was the sea, you set flame to fire when you expressed your wanting to be with me. I was tempted to love again. I would hunger the pleasures of your company. I need you. Like a watch keeps time. Like a ball needs a bat. Damn, ladies, I want to hit that. I want to caress you like chocolate on cake. Now, tell me, can you imagine that? Let me trace you like a private eye to uncover the beautiful things you want to do. Let me be that passionate surrender that you come to when you want to share your heart with a love that's true, who will understand when a woman needs a man like you do. Complicated passion.
Yes. Love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Oh, we got to have more shows like this.
How bad.
All right. And I'd like to thank China Blue and Edifying Graphics for my two latest book covers. If y'all haven't checked them out, you should check them out. The Hunger and the Things That Lovers Do. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, and I'll be in New York. So if you're in New York, I'll be in New York in February and Virginia. So I'll be in the 757 blazing the mic for real. I'll be in D.C. also in that same month. So, and it will be live. So I'll be featured in a couple of spots in Virginia. I'll be featured in New York. And I'm just rolling through bus boys when I get there.
Okay, so are you actually just going, are you going to D.C. or are you just going to Virginia?
Well, I'm going to New York, I'm going to Virginia, and I'm going to D.C. to perform at Bus Boys. So Mr. Speaker and Carmen Bravo are bringing me out to New York and to Virginia. I'll be out there with William Washington. So I'll be blazing that area for about 10 days.
Bird, well, I'm coming to see you when you get to D.C., so please send me the date so I can be there. I would love to meet you.
Oh, definitely. Thank you. I would definitely post the dates when I'm going to be doing Bus Boys in D.C. And of course, all my dates in New York and, of course, Virginia as well. And after the weather changes, then I'll be doing some Chicago blues.
Word.
I do thank you, ladies, for letting me have this moment with you on Poetry After Dark.
Anytime. Thank you.
All right.
I'm
peace.
Surprised you ain't say nothing. Peace. China coming. He's coming to Chi-Town. That's a good look. I see the poets is definitely doing their thing out there, getting around. Putting the words out there, that's a beautiful thing. Keep it going. We're going to take a small break, y'all, and we have the other 562, 347 and 770.
You. just for you, just for you.
Of course, you have to start. Guys, the production, I know we're doing this for y'all tonight. I just know it. Some of y'all just got quiet. Don't get away yet, y'all. Stay in the building. We're going to keep this thing rolling, pulling in. 5-6-2.
We are in the building. Better yet, we are in the condominium. What's up, my two favorite ladies? You know, I had to do a kick in the door, wave in the fo-fo. All you heard is so she don't love them no more. What's going on with y'all, lady?
So, but that
was good, baby.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on? I'm going to say mad love to all the poets that was on before I was on. They're getting it in. I'm not even going to lie. They putting it down.
Indeed. I know you got something good for us.
You know, I know y'all having some cool, bad weather in different parts of the world and country and all that, but I'm going to break it down to a little sex on the beach. You know, I know it ain't summertime, but, you know, you can get it in either way it go. All right, so let's do this. Let me get my little mood light on. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do this. Picture with your eyes closed. The sea breeze or the smell of the salt from the water. Do you feel how arousing it is? And then picture the sun is gone. The sky is dark. Only the stars from the moon above is what shines on you and I. Then I slowly kiss your neck with soft kisses. Then I begin to lick your fingers as I look into your eyes. The thought of lust and anticipation hits your body as soon as you start to quiver. But instead of me starting from the top and working my way down, why don't you let me start from the bottom and work my way up? Baby, let me just tell you, I miss sucking your toes, licking and caressing them with my hands, touching your mouth, watching the look on your face as I do it. You see, it's so erotic, so intense, that my dick gets hard from the thought of you. You see the tone of your voice in my head. I feel your skin so soft, being so soft that I want to lick your thighs, gently teasing the upper thigh area, kissing both sides, smelling the juices flowing from your body. wanting to taste you, but waiting until the right moment to place my tongue upon your soft, wet patch, that my tongue has been craving for your body for a while. But the question is, do you miss my tongue coming back to your love spot? As I engulf my tongue there, I can feel the heat that is generated as I begin to bury my face into your pussy, tasting it the way that I used to do it. You see, baby, I need to do it not just for myself, but even more so for you. You're holding my head down as each lick sends you to the other ecstasy, as your body has the hard pulsating explosion. Then I jump up. Hold on, wait, you sucking the head of the tip of the dick. Inside your wet, soft mouth, teasing me with your eyes, with that look saying, give me that damn dick. As you begin, you say, you send me to La La Land by sucking the hell out of me. As I begin to shit, come. You don't let me, but you begin to suck it harder, and again you begin stroking the dick, letting the balls just get all wet. You see, until I grab your ass and I begin to put that stinger on you, leaning you over the guardrails. You see, I got your back so hard and arched as I begin to give it to you deep and stinger just hard and deep. You see, then I lean you more so over the guardrail as I begin to place that dick deep inside and stroke you while you're leaning over the rail. The sounds of the wave drown out the intense cum sounds that you're making. Then I lick the pussy one more time because I love the taste of you on my face, grinding all the sucking of the juices that your pussy has produced. You see, we're doing it like it was our first time until we're both laying on the blanket, listening to the waves as we're fucked senseless. In peace.
Oh my, I don't think I'm coming back from that one.
my whole idea of, I don't even know what to say.
Girl,
hey, I appreciate it. You know, that's just how things happen when you come to Cali and you get on the beach. You know, things happen, you know. I can't explain it, but I guess that's explanation enough.
I guess
enough
you just
right
explained
there.
It. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, y'all keep
know,
this show
you know.
Going, man. I'm so glad y'all back, man. I just, you know, real heart, real
you.
Talk. And can I ask a request, if y'all don't mind, can I ask this request? I know y'all just coming back, getting everything going and everything, but, you know, with the upcoming year, you know, can we get some more sexual battles, you know, some battle of the
sexual
sexes
battle.
Again?
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've been always talking about this, you know, and just, you know, just food for thought. Think about it maybe in the upcoming year, maybe before the holidays or even after the holidays once everybody gets back on track. You know, think about it. You know, because y'all set it off right with the 16 bars. Y'all set it off right with that, you know. So, you know, I figure, you know, y'all the queens, so y'all can, you know, make that little, you know, battle of the sexes or, you know how y'all get it in.
Don't you like how he said that? He said, y'all the queen. Don't you like how he said that was nice? We're going to definitely do it now because he said that. That was nice.
Hey, I appreciate that, y'all. I'm going to sit back on the couch over here and chill, and I want to hear who the next poet going to come up, blaze the mic, make it happen. Much love, y'all.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Appreciate you more.
I think China done had a couple of drinks because you just like, yeah, you way back. Are you on the couch, babe? You lay back.
You know what's happening. I had to inbox you. I'm having these technical difficulties, and I'm just trying not to be upset. So, you know, I'm enjoying the poetry show. I'm trying to relax with the poets. Y'all didn't show me that seduction, and my idea and y'all's vision may not be the same vision, and that's okay. That's all right. So, yeah, I'm laid back. The music has got me laid back. You know I got my drink. So, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I can tell. Because she just lays back. I'm just silly right
I'm
now.
I'm really trying not to be upset, you know. I'm trying to keep my chi in check.
There you go. You know I got you. So, yeah, 347-826-9842. See, this is what happened when people, I don't know what y'all doing with the one button. I see you 770, but it's, I don't see you because your hand's not up. And I'm so used to saying, you know, toys with their hand up. And I don't want to come to your mic immaturely and you doing thank you. You're doing everything. So, look, when we finish with the break, we're going to pull you right on in there. Right, Jai?
I don't know. They put their hand back down. I don't know what's happening right now.
Right. Well, we're taking a break.
Thank you.
original poetry has to start. Y'all don't know nothing about that. See, I don't want too deep. I don't want y'all making no babies tonight. So we ain't take it that far. Let's just do foreplay. All right. That and China in the building. Yes, she's on the line. Yes. I hope I'm bringing your mood back. Well, anyway, I'm trying. I am trying. 770. We finally got you in the building. We're bringing you in.
Yo, I'm here. That's what's up. I've been waiting patiently.
I'm laughing because by the looks of the chat room, it seems like it might be some babies made tonight. I don't know.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
we can.
We
hear you, baby. It's on you.
Okay, that's what's up. You know, like I said, I'm new to this, right? So, you know, I'm just glad that y'all have me. You know, I got a piece that I want to spit called Climax. Her seductive moves revealed to me. And, you know, basically, I picked this one because I thought that it would pretty much, you know, match the climate of tonight after I sat back and listened to what y'all had going on. So this is how Climax go. You give lies to others and truth to me. That which you conceal is that which you reveal to me. The spicy secrets of your sexual nature, your tantalizing sweet fantasies, and your seductive con artistry. You are pure and living manipulative energy. You are eternal ecstasy, forever moving forward. There is no stopping thee. Full of surprises, creative disguises, exploration, intriguing conversation. You handle your business always professionally. Smell it so fresh under your desk, playing with your pussy, stimulating that clit constantly, holding your breath. Gorgeous legs spread real wide open, releasing your self-gratifying climax of wealth. You are the symbol of the silky wet orgasm that is reached by you so ever so much, too powerful of a pleasure for you to resist, you see. That's why you are always striving to connect with your evolving pleasurable capabilities. Sensual secrets unlocked from behind your closed doors. You have already given me your passion's eternal master key. Sleep to seduction. I'm pleasing you from hypnotic to fantastically, full of erotic emotion. Grab for the strawberry motion lotion. My biology has gotten you caught up and gotten me so caught up in the study of your sex chemistry. Sex chemistry. Sex chemistry. I'm rubbing your body. It's my sacred hobby. This is my destiny. While I'm kissing your lips and sucking on the nipples on your pretty brown honey sweet tits, why don't you go ahead and unfasten me? My heart starts to throb. Grab me right there. I'm feeling real strong. I need your sweet, sexy body lying right here next to me, finessing and penetrating your erogenous zones, expertly holding my own, allowing you to enjoy my superior vitality. Harmonious vibes pacing my stride. I can feel my sexual powers rising up as they strengthen in me, full of commotion. My ship is rocking your ocean, causing a surge of storms to develop deep down and throughout the sea of your sensual sexuality. Feeling your touch, my hands are squeezing your butt. Thank you so much for climaxing your sweet and seductive truths, squeezing your sweet flesh fruit juice all over me. Climax. SVR ladies. My name is Tamar Brown, author of Blackberries, my book of love, self, and life. I just wanted to join hands and join poetry with y'all tonight. You guys know Lyrical Movement Productions is promoting me. She's the one that turned me on. I wouldn't even know y'all was on tonight. So I want to give y'all a round of applause, all the poets in the house. I just wanted to stop by and let y'all know I exist. You feel me?
Yeah, we appreciate you.
No doubt. Y'all have a good night.
You too, word. Well, Newbie, though, I'm loving that. That was really nice. And
wow.
Shout out to Movement. That's word. You amazed over there?
You know what? I'm amazed at all of it tonight. Even though I'm having technical difficulties, I have been able to listen to the show some kind of way, but I just can't keep talking. But I'm able to hear the poets, get it in. So, like I said, it's the Poetry After Dark, for sure.
Word. And with that being said, more poetry, y'all. We'll be right back.
Sir Fork, she asked me to write about it. Pretty enough to make a man fight about her. Almost feel bad right and wrong when everything's so right about her. I told her before I spilled this ink over that it might come out naughty and wrong, but she's in my eyesight, I can think right for but so long, bye-bye, no more Mr. Nice Guy. To see you makes my day, let me tell you how I like to make the night. If you're looking for an addiction, I'm right in front of you. I like to invite myself to be the vice in your life that you call on multiple times throughout the night. You might like that. I can be your crack and have you addicted to my disposition when you're in this position and my mission to make you arch your back. I can be your smack and smack that all on the floor. If you're tired of that, I can be the methadone you use when you wanna get off. Baby, I can be your addiction. A love-hate relationship I have with your parents, cause I love what they made you, but I hate what they named you, Angel. Such a contradiction. Yes, you have the smile on the face of one, but you have a body of sin, and I have a devilish grin that hints at what I'm thinking within. How if chance given, I'd love to have you addicted to my addiction, Angel. If you really are one, then let me wrap your legs around your halo and taste you until you Linda Blair and your head spins and your eyes roll up in there. And I don't care who in the heaven sees me enjoy your hellacious body. We probably make cherubs blush if they witness me stroke until your caramel hue turns flush. I want to be your adrenaline rush. Your caffeine, just take a double shot of me and I'll keep you up all night. Cause the thought of you keeps me upright. Let me get you so high you feel like you can fly from the sensations betwixt your thighs and just me. I can be your LSD, your angel dust. Angel, trust me, I can be your OCD. And you can compulsively obsess over me. Don't be overly concerned by the affliction caused by our friction. You get the itching and twitching, and only a hit of me deep inside you can cure the condition. And when I withdraw, you start to shake. You seem conflicted because when I'm in, you want me out, but when I'm out, you want me in. You abandon all righteous convictions, I am your addiction. You put my pipe to your lips and inhale deeply, it is ready, rock hard. You don't like to admit it, but you need me. I can be the dirty little secret you do in the dark. The thing for which you forsake your family and friends, and you'll tell them that you don't mess with me like that. But every night you'll keep inviting me back until orgasmic overdose and you're left close to comatose, teetering that line between pleasure and pain as my presence courses through your veins and only your short, breathless, please remain. Don't touch me. Call me mama. Call me daddy. I'm that nigga in your alley. I'm your pusher.
After dark,
man, it has been one of those type of nights, and I'm feeling some type of way. I'm gonna leave it right there. We're gonna head back to the mic. I had a good time. Hope you all had a good time. We're gonna head out the building early tonight, y'all, and let y'all have a good weekend. Before we do that, 347, we're gonna bring you in. What up?
Can you hear me?
You know I can't.
I'm gonna.
I hope you dug that.
We playing a lot of R&B, Dap.
Come on, man.
What's going on?
Come on, man. You already know it. Towards the end of the show, it's over. It's done at this point. I done had everything.
I'm going to switch his teeth. It don't got no title. Mm-hmm. It don't have no name.
Okay.
I just wrote it. Porn star fuck sound blazing in the background. Skin slippery with sweat and saliva cocktails, lasso ponytails, broke nails, blue juice dripping, sexy shit. Back beads of sweat, knees set, more whore, please. Nail her, whale her, cursing like a sailor, muscles tight and biting, piping, twisting, mangled after the manhandle, all angles, legs tangled, hormones, hypnotized thighs, nipples rise. Never got it this good. For my girlfriend, that's later. Lip tongues twirling like a whirlwind. She said, I never got it this good for my girlfriend. She actually said that to me. All frawled, sprawled, head turned back to me. It looks so pretty from here. She'll face in it, tasting it. I can play with the titties from here. I'm so nasty. I don't want it to squirt. I want it to make yogurt. Bake the cake, dinner for dessert, hitting keys with my oral piano, standing up as she take it in, grass clasp, shoulders, blades, get them grazed, that's just how I break them in. Face pressed against the headboard, she moan out a yes, Lord, damn, she thick. Pussy sound like I'm beating cake mix, fuck me nasty. Legs round the waist, face me, wrap my locks around your waist, face me. Get me. Wrap my locks around your wrists and twist me, hit me, pistol whip me, bite my fucking face, speed up the pace like we in a fucking race. I want it all, back against the wall, me in the chair, filling your walls, you suspended in the air, rough type, I want to fuck fight exactly. I eat it so good you want to slap me, call me daddy, I spank it, bad girl finish last. I ain't never finished with this ass. Do me dirty. Smear it across my chest before you sit on my chin. Watch me dine on your slow wine. I do it for the taste of it. So I keep hands on your waist to ensure none of it wastes. I hope I suffocate ass crushed on tongue tips, clung hips. I really do have a problem, you know. Ass-eating, Spanish-speaking, dame culo. What? You don't like your ass lick? Tragic. I heard that before. Classic. They woke up all in the morning like that shit is fantastic. Pain-y ass. Well, why you asking? You know when I shop, I always keep buns in the basket. Tongue rape, neck maids, no escape. I popped her bottle. She whined while I squashed her grapes, turned on by the pure funk of it. Drank it till I was drunk of it. Orgasm after orgasm, I swore I felt them. She came so many times, she almost wore out a welcome. Even when I thought I was through, she came again, that's deja vu. Whew, I filled her like a quota, in her like I told you. My minutes wasn't done, so I made her roll over. That's how I like to smash, 2 or 3 pillows to arch the ass, use IRS dick to tax that ass. After she deep-throated it, take 1 coat to wax that ass, 1 tote to smoke that ass, I'm not joking. After I'm done, the ass is actually smoking. She gave it to me, but I took it like it was stolen. Lesson learned. Ladies, don't leave doors open because I fucking go in. She want to go again. How does that sound? I said, if you could take the pain, then take the pain because pain don't back down. The fuck sounds blazing in the background. Yeah. That was written in pain.
Yes. Oh.
Wow.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm just over here just tickled because that shit was just hot.
I don't even know what just happened.
Why? Why do you know what just happened?
I don't even know. Wow. Wow. Wow.
No.
No, so this was a good night. Good job, Daph, the angelic poetess, for the topic for tonight, for the theme, Scrabs of Seduction. It was definitely a good show. I enjoyed the parts that I heard. I got to hear, but I wasn't able to comment. But just so I can say, y'all poets, y'all did y'all thing tonight. I definitely, definitely enjoyed the show. Wow. I don't even know. I need to, like, take a shower after the show. This is deep right now. I don't know.
Hello. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm just going to be quiet. Kane, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
All right. And look at this. You poets just come from, wow, look at y'all. Okay, I see you. 770-832-513. I see y'all. Let me go ahead and bring in 770. He got a love too for us.
Yeah, I'm back again. Yeah, this one right here, you know, I wrote this when I was locked up, you know, when I didn't have no woman in the physical flesh, so all I had was a silhouette. That's why I call it sweet silhouette, because when you lock down, all you got is your imagination of what love is and how the touch feels. So I'm going to keep it real sweet. Sweet silhouette, you are the part of me that no one else sees. You are with me when I am asleep. Your love for me embraces my entire being. When I cannot see myself, I can still see you. When I cannot feel myself, I can still feel you. When I cannot hear myself, I can still hear you. You fit naturally and perfectly right beside me, moving as I move, doing as I do. We are, of course, inseparable. A large part of me is defined by you. But yet the world still can't see your face, your beautiful lips, your glistening eyes, the perfect curvature and movement of your grace. What a perfect place to spend while time is a race. To see you is to feel you. To feel you is to be absorbed by you. Oh, silhouette, how wonderful it is to know you, to be able to listen to the beautiful and comforting things that you have to say. The source of your words, which are your thoughts, constantly churning, yearning, and burning to be born into something new, something to stimulate new responses in the world that stands right before you. My mind, my body, my soul. Oh, what a beautiful sight to behold. My world consists of all three things, and there is still a whole lifetime for us to hold on to each other as we continue to learn and love one another, as we set out on our endless mission, which is to shape and mold our infinite minds and sacred souls. As times go on, It is you, silhouette, that the true essence in which defines me wishes to continue to hold so that my love inside never grows old. Silhouette, silhouette, please never become the source of my regret. Silhouette, silhouette, by doing this you will always have my respect. I trust your hand that touches me. I believe in the part of you that really wants me to be free from this pain that I feel. That's how I know that your love for me is real. No room for doubts, no room for sins, no misery that comes from the hidden skeletons, because it's in you, silhouette, that my heart truly depends to be there for me until the very end. And I want you to know that makes us eternal friends. I've tried to hold these things within, but my need for you to know keeps pushing me again and again. So here I am writing to you with my pen in an effort to establish a real foundation so that it may have a real place in your life and my life to take a stand. I can see you for who and what you are. I can see the light inside of you that guides and places you up amongst the stars. I can see the strength and the courage inside of you that has to sometimes step up and take charge. Your beauty is infinite that comes from within, and when it's revealed to the world that surrounds you, it's left in complete suspended animation by the joyful feelings your loving power has the ability to dispense. There is no way to dispute with the truth that is revealed by you. All that is loving and pleasant comes with you. It would take a complete fool to ever walk away and turn their back on you. The gifts that you have to offer are oh so rare. Now that I have you to love and to cherish, for you I will always care. Continue to nourish me whenever there's time for you to spare. Because as long as we keep growing with each other, silhouette, there will never be a reason for us to fear. Our love will stand strong against all possible troubles that may present themselves to us throughout the upcoming years. And when it's all over, silhouette, guess what? Our love will still be here so that we can continue to draw near, so that I can continue to whisper my sweetest and innermost confessions in your ear. Doesn't that sound sweet to you, my dear? Knowing that I will always be right here to keep you strong, so that our love will have something lasting to stand on. There's so much that comes with this life. A silhouette, I often dream that you were my wife. Then I realized that there was so much more to us than fairy tales and labels. That is why our relationship is so damn stable. There are no boundaries or reservoirs for our love to get trapped or devoured. Our love is a free and fearless love that is filled with much lasting strength and potential power. And you know what's most important for us to hold on to it to remember, silhouette? Well, the answer to that question is that it's ours. Much love, y'all. Sweet silhouette.
Word. That was nice. Out the gate. First time calling in tonight. And he's just been killing it. We appreciate everyone that came out tonight and stepped up to the challenge and showed us love. We appreciate y'all. We got two more callers, and we're going to close this out. 832. Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Poetess Mimi T. Davis out of Houston, Texas.
Hey, welcome.
Thank you. So the piece I have tonight is called Land of Ecstasy.
All right, let's go.
You are my king. Let us take a ride to a land where ecstasy reigns. I will be your queen of delight, from my fiery long red hair to my long creamy legs. I will fulfill your every want and desire. My peach is oozing with sweet juiciness at just the thought of our bodies coming together. How I contemplate on your luscious lips, drinking in my love, giving in a long intertwining kiss. Me nozzling against your neck, breathing in your scent, slowly licking oh so tenderly your neck, savoring each licking stroke. Oh, my heat is rising. I'm getting juicy. Already, this is what I've waited for, oh, so long. I'm going to make each moment count. holding you in my arms. I'm on a high called Beloved. I'm slowly taking off your clothes as I'm kissing each part of your skin that is revealed. Finally, your pants drop and my prize awaits. I take you between my lips. Oh, God, you taste so good. Loving each licking moment, sucking and rolling around my mouth. Each stroke of me sliding up and down your hot fire of desire is pure delight to me. My peach has now turned into Niagara Falls. I'm molten lava. I have to have you inside me. I can't wait any longer. I mount you and slide this white hot peach up and down that shaft of delight. Oh, my God, I'm in another world. I lean forward as you suck on my breasts. I'm keeping my muscles tight around you. All the while, I'm sliding up and down, rolling me over, and now face to face, I'm looking deep in your eyes, and I'm loving what I see there. You're holding me so tight as you flip my legs around your neck. That's right. Come deeper still. Give me all you got. Rocking and humping, this is a ride of joy like no other. Now I'm screaming your name. As I'm coming, I feel the mountains begin to quake and the land begins to roll. Our passion is so strong, the entire earth is rejoicing. Now turning me over, we are going deep. Oh, such sweet juiciness my love is for you. Hot and tight, built just for your desire. Each stroke now can't contain myself any longer. Harder are the strokes of your love until finally both find bliss in the land of ecstasy. And peace, Mimi T. Davis.
Wow. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you for coming through.
Yeah, tell the people how they can find you.
Pardon me?
Are you on Facebook or any network that we can look at your work and check you out?
Yes, ma'am. You can find me under Poetess Mimi T on Facebook. I have a poetry page, Poetess Mimi Truth Davis. I have a poetry group. It's Poets for the Power of the People. You can find me on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation, Mimi T. Davis.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, Mimi. She said she on a high call, but love it. I love it. Thank you for coming through.
Oh, yeah. That was nice. And I love the accent. 513 is in the building.
I ask that you lend me your ear. I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. The piece is titled D-Day. As you enter my room, a pleasurable dome, well, you're sure to come back to back quick and often. Your desire won't be leaving anytime soon. So take a seat in that chair. And I'm placed on you the silver blindfold you see draping her arm over there. While you walk sadly nervous, but the butterflies in your belly saying beware. Didn't matter though, cause you're now trapped in my lair. And I'm gonna take you there. Past the moon, the stars, and clouds, you may see God and believe for a moment his love can't compare. Cause I'ma be your master, making you my seductive slave. I'ma spank that ass every single time, happily misbehave. So you fit my fingerprints and bang your behind, branded like cattle. You know that rump is mine. I try to relax, just fine. But if not, just take it like a good girl. Yeah. And for war, you're the most flexible you ever had. I lay your head back in my palm as I take my bick and trace down along the side of your neck. This is just the beginning. You smile at imagining the rest. And your thoughts are rapidly racing.
You squeeze your thighs, that's your body involuntarily bracing for my thrashing. Got your mind talking to your punani asking, girl, is you really, really ready for this? Hope that life insurance paid up, because I think this motherfucker gonna kill it. Yeah. I place you face down. By the end of our session, you had a dead so wet you could make a whale drown. While I drain your well, you was filled with so much tension you needed this. At least I drain you well. Softened you up, looking at your plump ass, I'm about to spank you. Heard so good, you screamed out, thank you, thank you, thank you, daddy. By the pleasurable tone in your throat, I knew you was ready, so crawl to me. You moved off my voice command because you wasn't able to see, but your body could eternally feel keen that I had dangling in between. He can play nice, or he can get mean. Either way, he will make you lean, so fuck a V8. This is essential vitamin D cream. Now you up on your knees with your tongue hanging out. I know, you know, I know exactly what that means. So open wider. This ain't a penis, this a dick. Plus we push long shifts. So get ready to work an all-nighter. And the way you bow before King, if one has seen, they would swore I was gonna knight her. And I got a golden sword. You may be a wife, but tonight you my fucking whore. And every second I will adore you. Every moment I meet your space, I will explore you. Open wide, I'm gonna go deep and touch your soul of your shoes. Yeah, I mean your heels. Told you bite down on it. Gave you incredibly excited, nervously scared feel to have my thick meat between your teeth. No need to floss. You gazed up, I looked down. We both pictured the definition of boss. I must have woke up in Sleepy Hollow, cause my head was lost. Down your esophagus. Told you go deeper, you rightly obliged and stuffed it. Mickey D's ain't got shit on Z, and I was loving it. Now, I'm about to get stuck in your traffic like it was an accident in the middle of downtown. I looked up while licking your lips. Your smile resembled a frown. But you had your head laid back, ripping my face in your yoni. So I satisfied you like a Snickers. I knew I was going to be here for a while. That's my thought.
Indeed. Damn.
Well.
Yeah. Wow. You didn't have to do it like that.
Just my thoughts.
I know that's right. It's still around, right? Well, y'all can check out Romeo tonight. He is on Facebook. One of the best erotic poets out there. Shout out to him, and we appreciate you coming through tonight. 302.
Bill Sessions, how you doing? Trying to blow us up. Y'all doing all right?
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are right. So I guess it's on you to close the show tonight.
Yeah, right. I got word that Dap had reached out, so I wanted to show y'all love. I'm glad y'all are back.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and do this piece right quick. It doesn't have a title. I'm just going to share some words.
All right.
These are chocolate moments. What's called strawberry remedies. Mixed with a little caramel nakedness. I'm thinking avocado bath and body works, rubbing slowly and softly, causing sensations that lead to gyrations. I canvass the sheets for your scent, sniffing for your magnificence. Traces all over. Images of lipstick marks on my body, yet you're not here. It's like a mirage or something. Has me wishing you were, but I know you're on your way. Just seems like forever as I watch the clock.
waiting, anticipating. Not in vain, because you're worth it. You're worthy, no worries, but the agony is aching me. It's teasing me. Aromatherapy burns slow, reminding me of the time and pace and place that we love to love. Sipping on something to soothe my nerves, harness this excitement, waiting to ride high on your arrival. Clenching for sensual remedies you provide in abundance. Got me off balance like a killer crossover, pleasure type of pressure to step. We get serious whenever we get busy. Body's calling out, we answer with honor, stamping, punctuating, revamping the game plan. Please hurry, I'm warm inside. The cognac has me ready. Grapes are waiting for the feeding. Got me missing your neck now. Wanting to smell you where you like it, the places that cause that smile that hardens me the way you like it. Thinking bathtub thoughts, bubbles and rubs, and full onslaught for all-night consumption. Just a little something from Scorpio Sessions. Sensual blessings all night long. One goal, prolong the seduction. Poetry after bark until full eruption. Ain't that something? That's that picture.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Nobody can quite do it like you, love. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate y'all.
Oh,
wow.
And see, with that, y'all can tuck yourself in the bed and feel all good. You feel me?
Take
you
a shower first. I need to take a shower. I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to get nice and good in the bed.
Say word. It's been
word.
A good night of poetry. Shout out to all the poets, y'all. If you don't know, we do have archives. If you missed any part of the show, you can always rewind that thing back. Anything you want to add before we close out tonight? Okay. One dap in China. We love y'all. See you next week.
What's up, baby? Next to mine. like you're ready.